Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Poodle?
What? What?
How would you describe to someone who's never seen a wedding dress before, or just a dress in general, how would you describe Rebecca's wedding dress?
When you want to go out to the club and get fucked in the bathroom... But you also want to get married in the courthouse.
That is so accurate because we were waiting for a cab at the hotel this morning at like 4 a.m. in Vegas when all the clubs got out. And there was a group of girls wearing all these type of dresses, drunk as a club. One threw up in a trash bin because they had been dancing in a club, wanting to get fucked in a club bathroom.
I would say if you're dressing for the club, but on the off chance you meet someone you want to get married that night, this is what you wear. The slit was so high,
and
you
and
could
so
almost see her Union Jack.
And it was so to the you. It was so to the side. You could almost. I don't know when you say Union Jack if you mean her. The front brigade or the squad bringing up the rear?
I think it was whatever side hit the wind first.
Whichever way the flag waved.
It was the slit. I was taken aback. I did not like the front of the dress at all either.
It was all of it.
It did not fit her well.
No. It did not fit her at all. There was no fit.
She's an attractive woman, and it her body is nice, and I don't know what she's trying to do with this dress.
It didn't, no supporting, it looked like just a slutty nightie.
It was bad.
It's one of the worst for the books. One of the worst.
But that slit, y'all, it just kept going and going and going.
Also, the suit did not fit him at all.
I agree. He looked terrible, too.
He looked big and boxy.
He wasn't wearing a suit. It was this kind of like jacket with slacks that neither one of them looked like they were made in the same decade.
No. And look.
It was bad.
I understand. I'm sorry. In this day and age, you can find cute wedding dresses and you can find cute wedding suits or jackets or whatever on a budget that still look nice on you.
What I don't understand is why production lets them get by with things like this. In the U.S. version of this, I think one of the reasons this is preempted is production at the last minute goes, we saw the dresses they picked out. We got to change this because this does not look good.
Yeah, I don't think they do that.
And we've had those substitutions last minute for dresses. Remember, Danielle didn't wear the dress she picked out?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So think about it, y'all. That's the dress production probably got for Danielle.
Yeah. 90 Day UK, I don't think has the same budget as 90 Day Fiancé. It's different production.
I think
company.
It's a different production goal, a different aesthetic and storytelling goal. And I'm going to say now, I don't agree with it this season. I know it's a brave well, stance
brave.
That I'm making.
How brave.
I'm like, out there on the vanguard.
Y'all, I don't mean to be...
We kind of call him like we see him.
Yeah, I don't mean to be cruel, but I don't know what's more offensive, this dress or Tion's reaction. I literally had to sit and... I went, that's... Seeing Tion's reaction, I went, that's terrible, egregious. Nothing could be worse. Oh, God, that dress.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence.
I think... Oh, the only thing worse is their fight when he basically screamed at her and at any minute in a drunken rage. And that's when I was like, boy, you're so pretty. I just wish you had never spoken.
So good. I'm glad that didn't turn you on.
No.
Good.
No, he's an
Poodle,
asshole.
That is improvement.
I know. I'm trying.
See, I just don't know with... I felt like they were the most fraudacity of the episode.
Well, also, I feel like they were done with it. I don't know how long they're in the moment after they were married, but it felt like they had no emotional connection to it when they were talking about it.
You know what? Let's just talk about Rebecca and Christian first since we're talking about them. Real quick, we want to remind...
The episode is called You Are So Cheap, Season 2, Episode 12.
You Are So Cheap. Things I yell to Poodle as his business partner on the daily.
All the time.
All the time.
And I'm just trying to get better margins for us.
This is the last episode of 90 Day UK, y'all. We are having a tell-all. We don't know if it's going to... We are assuming it's following up next week. It did not say at the end of this episode. Next week.
It said this fall.
So we don't know when we're getting it, but it is coming. We will watch it. We will cover it. So we'll let you know. Also, we're going to let... Surprise, because we didn't talk about it on Toe. Poodle's going to be doing... what are you going to be doing this episode, Poodle?
A BB corner. All BB.
Yeah. He's going to be...
Raw, unadulterated BB content.
He's going to be talking about Big Brother this episode. We're going to do it this corner. Also, we want to remind you, our interview with Petey Silvera comes out tomorrow on the public feed.
The Last Resort Sessions.
The podcast.
And The Last Resort. She's one of the therapists on that show.
Loved it. Great. Check it out. We love doing our collab last week with Ace and Caitlin. Y'all love that. Our Bi-Curious episode of Sister Wives that normally is not on the public feed, but we did it because we... want to share
as a collab podcast. Yeah,
it was great. I had a good time. If you want to see the video of that, she's pretty too, but he's handsome. You can watch that on the $15 tier of Patreon.
We had a really good time. A lot of the sissies who are also trash bags, members of their...
That's what they're called, trash bags, right?
Trash bags.
Yeah. I just want to clarify.
Trash sissies. No, I would call them to their face, trash bags.
Wow.
One woman in the sissy squad said, I've been listening to the podcast a long time, but I've never actually watched the shows. Now I feel like a real garbage person. And I just responded, honey, you were always garbage. Now you're just living your authentic garbage life. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to authenticity.
Welcome to September Fully Loaded.
I know.
Plathville, be sure to check out. Did you see? We're going to talk. Did you see the picture of Ethan Plath working on that car?
Oh, yes. And his hot friend. Yeah.
Ethan Plath, he's done it for you before. He's never done it for me before, but he looked hot.
He's done it for me before. Yeah.
You arguably say, and I think you're right, he fucks the best.
Out of all of them. Totally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where are we?
Golden Bachelor.
Hey.
That's the new show.
Hey.
We're covering The Golden Bachelor on ABC. He's 71, looking for love, and only has probably 20 to 25 years of his life as he's lucky.
An unlimited supply of Viagra pills.
Yes. Sponsored by Viagra.
If they don't have Viagra sponsoring this show, they did it wrong.
I know.
They've done it wrong. We're excited for that. Y'all are excited for that.
Some good collabs lined up with some Bachelor pods and some other reality TV pods we haven't talked to yet. So yep. We're excited.
Love is Blind
to dip our wicks.
Love is Blind is coming up too. We're excited about that. At the end of the season, we've got some collabs coming up with that. We've already talked to
Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna be doing
and
something with them.
Bad TV with Patrick and Dylan.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to, I'm scared for that one because I think we're doing in person at their studio. Well, first of all, I'm going to have to drive because they're going to get you drunk.
I hope they don't roofie me and take advantage of me.
Wow.
Okay. Boys, I promise you, don't put something in my drink. I'm not responsible for the way I act. Something's come over me.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, y'all.
Just bring some roofies for myself.
So much content. The Bachelor, I believe, airs on September 28th. So we don't get screeners for that show yet. We'd like to. So we'll be watching
Almost
it with
no
you.
No one does.
Yeah, I don't think most people do. So we'll be watching with you. So that'll be coming out the probably last week, first week of October. Because we need more to do. Because... Yeah. It's too late because you've already branded it. What are we calling October, Poodle?
September was fully loaded. I got this from seeing, a pizza ad. It said full pizza for Red Baron, fully loaded and hand tossed. So y'all, October is, you're going to get hand tossed by us.
I do not like this.
Toss, 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 toss. We're going to be fisting you, tossing
just
you around.
Count that dough. Just pop, 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 pop.
Exactly.
Wow.
Going to get hand tossed. And we love you because we're using our hands.
That's it. That's it, y'all. That's what we're doing for you. So.
Oh. I don't think any of them ever want to get fucked by a gay guy.
No. also, this is a tease just because I don't think we're allowed to talk about it yet. So, but if you aren't following us on TikTok, social media, I would say that probably sometime next week, you're probably going to want to do that because we're going to an event that you might want to follow our social media by the mid next week.
I'm glad you said that because I was still clueless about what it was until you said it. And then I went, oh, yeah.
You are the worst marketer promoter.
I still don't know what you're talking about half the time. I don't think you describe them well.
No, I don't tell people what it is. You can't hold anything back.
No.
Let's do this. Okay. Let's talk about David. And I'm apparently...
No, you were talking... We wanted to talk about Rebecca and Christian.
Rebecca and Christian. Let's talk. Okay. So you didn't feel like a lot of this was fraudacity to you? It did to me. Oh, okay.
No, it did feel that way to me. It's just... What I did not like is him screaming at her and her looking down like an abused wife.
I guess I just felt it was so...
not, yeah.
It felt fake fight to me.
But he's like a mean drunk.
If it's real, then he is a mean drunk. But it just felt fake. It just felt so like they took a scene. They took scenes out of a Lifetime movie. But before that, let's talk about...
I don't think they had any fucking problems.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. How did you feel about him laying in bed at that tank top with his nipple out?
Okay. all I could do is stare at that nipple. It was basically going, hey, boy.
Hey. Hey, that.
You want to come over here? You want to put your mouth on me?
Manja, you want to come a manjare on my nipple? Come and get my nipple.
I assume that's Italian and not Spanish.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Come and eat my nipple. I loved it.
Staring at me and going and just going, you know I'm forbidden.
Y'all, it's a nice size nipple. You know I don't like small Chris Pratt nipples. You know I don't.
He is built like a brick shit house. Ooh. When he was doing laundry and his arms.
Oh.
Oh,
with a nice cock.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
He's just an asshole. It's a shame.
Which kind of sounds like somebody you would have dated.
When he's sober. He's kind of like, you know, he was trying to make her laugh. She's like, because her father's not coming to the wedding, which is kind of overlooked. And she doesn't really talk about it either. Like, she doesn't even say why her father's not coming.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe they didn't agree to be on camera. You're so right. I think they had nothing to film with these people. And if you think about Rebecca, we met one of her friends. We don't know anybody else in her life. At their wedding, we didn't know who any of these people were.
We don't even know the names of her dog and cat.
She has a dog and cat?
She has a dog. You didn't see the dog?
Oh, yes, she does. Like, we don't even know the name of the dog.
And a cat.
We know everything about Danielle and Johan's dog pissing on her. Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Which is the same dog that my Aunt Peggy used to. Before she had Sophie the Schnauzer that ate her fake lip, she had Gizmo, who was that type of dog, that pug or what.
Yeah.
I mean, his real name was Giz. What was it? It was, I used to know it. Literally, this was the name Peggy would call the dog. And she'd call it. She'd go outside. She'd say, Gizmus Plaximus Rodinda Padawaski Padawaki or something puppy. That was the name of the dog. And she would call out to it all the time. What was it? No one cares. I'm saying it, and I realize.
How can you remember that?
Gizmus Maximus. Yeah, that's it. Gizmus Maximus Rodendi Platypus Padawaski Puppy.
But you can't remember Nicole Kidman's name.
Because here, they are.
Because heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
That makes me emotional every time.
Every
time.
Yes, people laugh at it, but she carries it off.
People,
heartbreak does feel good in a place like the movie theater.
I love LA because here in LA, people watch it, and then if I'm in it, and then sometimes when she says they are, everybody will yell out, "They are!" And then we all clap.
Yeah,
because there's gay guys who love Nicole Kidman.
I love going to the movies.
I do too.
It will never replace staying home will never replace going to the movies for me.
Agreed. Agreed. When people say, we don't go to the movie anymore. We've got this home theater. And I'm like, you're missing out.
It's the experience of sitting in the dark with strangers.
This is all I'm going to let you say. I thought you were going to talk about the wonderful energy of it.
And then,
like, why
slowly
do you want to see
looking around, looking, making eyes, then eyeing the exit and saying, after this scene is over, winking.
Read the room. You're like that. We went to, so when I did go to Vegas, you know, it was in the show, the Drag Race show is in the Flamingo Hotel. I mentioned about that before, not a sponsor. But I went to pee afterwards. And I'm sitting there peeing at a stall, and there weren't divisions between the stall. So there's this queen just like, I don't know what the term's for, but just looking at my dick while I'm peeing. I don't care. And so I was like, sure, you get yours.
Didn't you say no, don't look at me?
No, I mean, I kind of just scooted up to the turn. I'm like, whatever. But he's looking at all the, this is Las Vegas, and I wanted to pull him aside, but I think he thought
Queen,
I was trying.
Queen, you can't look at people's dicks.
That's what I did. I wanted to pull, and I wanted to say, "Are you new here? This is not safe for you. You're gonna get the shit beat out of you.
You're
this
not in Puerto Vallarta, honey.
This is not a gay hotel. People go to the Flamingo, they see the drag show, and then they disperse and go back to the Cosmopolitan where they belong.
It's true. Vegas is not, even though you were there
it
during
is
gay
not,
pride, it is not a gay-friendly
it
city.
It is not a gay-friendly. We need to make a resort called Las Gagas. a hotel ran by gay people. You know somebody in the hotel business. Make it happen.
I do. I think that's the Trixie Motel.
But there's not gambling there.
That's true. One of the funniest things on the Salt Lake City when they're going to stay at the Trixie Motel,
Do they do this on this season?
Yeah. Mary Cosby calls and goes, "Do you have Dom Perignon?" And they're like, some queen goes, I don't know. What kind of you got to eat there? Well, there's a pizza. And Mary's face.
I haven't seen. Is it Heather Gay, the one that set it up?
Meredith, I believe.
Oh, Marta. She loves
maybe it's Lisa.
People.
Maybe it is. I can't remember. And I think it's Meredith who sets it up.
It's cute. I've seen it on the outside. It's really cute.
Yeah. I want to go, but I don't love motels that much.
But you probably could hook up with other guys in this one.
Mm. Fair.
You know, it's kind of actually...
I'll change my opinion.
I mean, Palm Springs, it's not like Palm Springs has a strip, but it's kind of actually in a neighborhood.
To me, it feels very couple. It feels like a couple's hotel. You kind of go and swing with other couples.
I don't need to know this. I don't need to know this. So, okay, so... He does make a like he's like, well, my dad's not coming. She's like, your dad's dead. He's like, I know,
and he wouldn't come anyway. And he is definitely trying to take her mind off of it. I think a sober Christian is very different than a drunk Christian who has just had it.
Either it's really fake or he's a monster.
Yeah,
either one's not great. So yeah, so then
he does say later on, she's made a 180 degree change. And I was like, is this someone who finally got this phrase right?
On 90 Day Fiance, yes. Because
yes. He didn't make a 360.
And he just basically says, Rebecca's been a nightmare. It's so difficult to live with. And I went, what the fuck was the problem? This was so out of the blue. And again, Mary Payne tried to tell me when I talked about this, when I talked to her last week on Pink Shade, she said, she said it like this. She said, you just have to get used to it. They jump forward on this show. They move. They just move. That's the way it works. And I went, okay, I know it's the way it works, but it feels like the first season had jumping points and moved, but this feels like the show the people's story takes a 180.
Yeah. I feel like Mary Payne would be like with someone in World War One, like a nurse, and the guy's like, wait, did you cut my leg off? Honey, we had to cut your leg off. This is the thing here in World War One. We need to move on. This is the reality. I got to see the next person.
Telling me you're Mary Payne.
That's kind of how she moves through the world. She's like, we need to move on. Your leg's gone, honey. You'll get over it. We're going to slap you up. You're going to go home. You're going to go home to see your wife.
It's going to be better for you.
I got other patients.
Ingrid! Nurse Ingrid!
We're not shading you. We're just saying Mary Payne has got a no-nonsense way about the world.
Now we're just doing bits about other podcasters on our show.
We were always. It's never that far afield. So this is I feel like this was Broadacity, and I felt like it was completely, because he goes to the pub, which he calls the boozer. Which I kind of enjoy.
I like that.
She doesn't know where he is. Mm-hmm. He says, I just want 5 minutes of peace. And all I can think of is, it is shitty not to answer her.
It is.
And she even says, why can't you say, I'll be back soon?
Because, again, she doesn't seem like she's being unreasonable.
Yeah, it's... But it was her kind of shut down behavior that made me feel like either he's done this to her before. Again, maybe I'm reading too much into it. It just did not feel good because he came in like slurring his words.
I guess I couldn't go there because even the drunk felt fake. Like he didn't even seem really drunk to me. It just... Her sitting there by herself saying, I'm trying to get a hold of him. I don't know. Maybe I actually hope I'm right and you're wrong because the reality is very sad.
I feel like she's not very, when she's not in the moments, she's very disconnected from her feelings.
I agree. It seems like she's had like a lot of trauma or something.
It's either that or Or a lot of this is being recreated and she's a bad actor.
I think it's that.
Yeah. So later
also,
on.
Can we just say it's very different, but like, boy, they need this tell-all because like, there was not like a sense of closure with Katie and Alejandro at all. They no. really just dropped that storyline. Other ones had it.
Something's fishy there. I think they just don't want to talk about either the story, either they filmed their wedding and that was it. And, but I don't know if we're going to get Katie and Alejandro.
Yeah.
There was no footage.
No.
So he's getting dressed at Nan's. And we've never met her grandmother before. So we're going to meet her on her wedding day.
Sure. She looked, I'm sorry, I had to laugh with her just literally with contouring, with brown contouring on her face. She's just sitting there talking about so serious, sitting in the bed, Rebecca doing her makeup.
You mean Rebecca, not Nan?
Yeah. That would have been even better if Nan was just sitting there with contouring on her face.
Yeah, it's the makeup choices are interesting. So later on, they're at the courthouse and he tells the cameras to go away and something that feels extremely fake.
It does. It feels really fake.
And then we already talked about her dress. I wrote down her hair's kind of pretty.
her makeup doesn't even, it's a little too dark, it's too much. Yeah. It looks, but it's but it's
we
not
also
terrible.
Didn't mention the black, which looks like behind her some type of black corset thing that was behind that was in on her as well.
I forgot about that and I wanted to
I kind of was shaken. I went
Why did you bring it up to me?
I don't know. It was like hanging out the back of her dress.
I blocked it out of my mind. The only thing that I thought, which makes me feel a little bad, makes me think they had no money for this. But then I still go back and I'm like, but you can go like, you can go to even Goodwill or maybe you can't in the UK and find like a simple, even like a cute little dress from Old Navy, or well, I guess I don't know.
I think these people are buying this stuff off the rack and they don't think they need to have anything fitted or altered. And it is fucked up that people believe this.
Well, maybe
when your dress on your wedding day should fit you like a fucking glove.
But even if you can't afford it, you can find clothes that do fit you better than
yeah.
this.
But I would say find a cheaper gown and pay the money for the alteration. Hey,
even like getting like a, even getting like bra cups or something to support her boobs, because she's got beautiful breasts, but they're just kind of
there's that hanging there.
They're just hanging there in this night. God, it was terrible. He looked like he was a high school senior wearing his dad's suit.
It was bad. It was the whole thing about it. And then it didn't even feel like they were that happy to be doing it.
And he's talking about it. He's talking about the wedding. And then all of a sudden he's like, you know what? He's like, I decided to come here today. And then he's like, you know what? I can't. I'm walking. And then he's walking around like it just
That's what I'm saying. That fake camera shit.
The switching back and forth.
They might be. There was some Shane and Mert stuff this episode that we already kind of talk about that is fake. But I think this was the fakest thing that we saw the whole time.
And ironically, as they got married and walked down the steps, I wrote, yeah, they're not going to make it.
Oh, really?
I don't think they're going to make it. I think they're going to be divorced
Christian
in like 5 years.
And Rebecca?
Yeah.
I've said this before. 5 years is a good run. You talk about 5 years of marriage as a failure? That's a good starter marriage. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not.
When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are four tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Do the BB Corner.
BB Corner! Y'all, big news, huge. Izzy is gone. Izzy, who was the other Fields child, Cerise, kind of acolyte in the house, kind of the hatchet man who kind of went around like she had real power. The only one worse behaving like they've got actual power is Jared, who has none and is also a terrible game player, Cerise's actual son. So Izzy, Cameron nominated, we said Felicia and Izzy last time, mostly out of spite.
I'm going to look up a picture so I know who you're talking about.
Yes, she's the flute-playing lesbian.
Oh.
And
I love a good lesbian.
The thing about Izzy is she was the one who knew who Jared and Ceri were mother and son. And instead of using that, she decided to be a star fucker. Because she was obsessed with Ceri. And
boy, her
Instagram
kind of looks like that.
Yeah. Her friendship with Ceri blinded her. And she basically said, if I win the veto, I'm not gonna take myself down because they might backdoor Ceri. And I want Ceri to win.
She's a handsome lesbian.
But I just said, that's not the reason you don't come into the show to make friends. This is stupid. There's seven. I think all this is revisionist history. That as soon as she got voted out, then she basically says, "Oh yeah, I would have done it again the exact same way." Liar. This is ridiculous. Your gameplay has been awful. Also, you walk around like you are the one calling all the shots, and it's she's not a good player. I will not mourn her. However, Ceri is mourning her, and Ceri basically just like is upset about it. And just know that the next competition, the wall comp, which is a big deal, always hard and endurance wise, they have to hold on to the wall, and they're kind of like
You would suck at that.
I would not do well at most of the physical comps. The puzzle challenges, I would do very well.
I disagree. I think you're like have awareness about your. I think you would do well. I don't know what they are. But I think you could do some of what physical. I'm just saying you
could. Fast.
I'm just saying you couldn't hold on.
No. I'm not great with endurance.
Well, that's loaded.
Sexually, yes.
I think, yeah, holding on to things, you would just you couldn't stop focusing that you had to hold on to something and it would piss you off.
I'd be angry. I would have also thrown most of the comps till week 4 or 5, which most people know to do. Because I would have been a floater until week about 4 or 5.
Again, get on next season.
Yeah, and then anyway, so Jared winds up winning the HOH. So now Jared, of course, goes on, I'm going to get Cameron out. He actually does think AmeriCorps is the one.
AmeriCorps, red, white, exactly. And blue.
And so he nominates both Corey and America just out of retribution because he blames them for somehow. And so does Izzy, blames Corey for blowing up her game. And they're acting like it's not gameplay, that they're all friends. And this is some of the worst gameplay. They haven't let Ceri just waltz out with the money yet, but if she bungles this, it's going to be one of the worst moves in history. The show is getting more exciting, but I will say the gameplay is awful. Mm. But Jared's going to put them up. I don't want either of them to go home because they are the most interesting thing in the game right now for me, America and Corey. Okay. I think Corey is probably the best player in the house besides Ceri.
He looks like a little Eagle Scout. I'm looking at all their pictures.
He is very young.
Oh, yeah. I bet you're into that guy Cameron with all that hair.
No, he's a complete nutter asshole.
Oh.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have sex with him?
No, I would not. Okay. Trust me.
So you think Corey and then, oh, wow, that one guy is gay, the one that was kicked off.
Who?
Heisam?
Yeah.
That's some gay face. He's cute, though.
Oh, Heisam is kind of hot. Heisam was like questioning people like an SS officer. So, do you think you might want to stay in the house because you are the one I've chosen? It would be nice if we could work together, but you need to go.
Oh, Jared's cute.
He's an utter incompetent. Doesn't know what the fuck's going on and thinks he's an amazing player.
And that's the son. Yeah, okay.
That's Ceri's son.
Okay, and then... Oh, God, Luke is gross.
He's gone.
Oh, I've never looked at
these
pictures.
He said the N-word the first week.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
Okay, Matt, I knew who that was. That's the one.
That's the swimmer. Also a terrible player. Oh. Has no concept because he thinks he's really in with Ceri, but the moron thinks he's going to do anything better than fourth place because he's going to have Felicia and Jared are going to go there before him. It's not going to help him to get in there because he can't justify playing the game well to the jury. I don't think these people have really ever thought about jury.
What about Meikle? She's pretty.
She has floated the fuck in this game. I think if she starts making moves, I don't know if she has it in her. And she's really funny though.
And she's pretty. And Red's gone.
And Bowie Jane. I don't know. She just is really fucking clueless all the time.
That Riley girl looks stupid. Is she?
She was gone like the first week.
Okay. Well, she looks like
yeah.
That,
yeah. She wasn't.
So I've never looked at
their
pictures.
She was dumb. No one really came in with a strategy. And I think the Ceri twist kind of fucked with everybody. And what I still am amazed at is there was no one, maybe it wasn't on camera, maybe it was on some of the feeds, but a lot of people said they didn't see it. No one said, you know, Ceri's been on Survivor a lot. Ceri's, and also she was on this show that no one talks about called The Traitors and she won it. But people are actually, people know that she was on a show called The Traitors. And, but everyone's kind of like, but she's great in the house.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Anyway, I respect Ceri a lot, but hell, she might have gotten me out week 4 if I mentioned it, but I would have gone out fighting to get that bitch out because she is dangerous. She's going to walk away with the money.
I want you to win it because I want you to have the money. Actually, I really want you more just to get famous to help our show.
Of course.
But so I don't know if I'd want you to win it. I kind of would want you to go like to the penultimate episode. And then you get voted out and we just, like in a movie, we see the evil come out and you just rage at everyone on your way out while the flames, like that guy from Ghost, like when the shadows come up and grab him and he goes, but no, he was screaming. Be like, no, you would be still raging like a pissed off dragon.
I would go out in a blaze of bitterness. I would go to that jury house just telling everything I knew. I would go, and you. It would be like Drag Race reading room.
You would. You would throw everyone out. You would completely make the house implode. So that way, after you left, there was just carnage and it completely changed.
Oh, yeah,
the dynamic.
I would want that. Oh, by the way, Izzy, he told me to say this about you. I would go with my mentor, who was Danelle, and I would play the worst poisoning of the well game. Yep. If I can't win, I'm going to make it that you all hate each other. And I can't wait to watch it.
Sounds a little bit like Shane's mom.
Okay. Well, actually, let's talk about Tion and David. I want to end on them.
Oh, yeah, because it's only three.
Again, I've said this before. I don't know what the point of airing a story like this is. I don't think an American production company would air this.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm saying...
I think they would.
Why not? But there needs to be... There needs to be a comeuppance in a way that makes us humanize her at the end. And there's not.
I wonder, did they think there was? And is there actually just nothing redeemable about her?
I agree. I think that might be there. But I'm saying the way reality TV works here, only in the most craziest villains. She's the hero, remember? She's the one from the UK. Mm-hmm. So you can have the villain be the one from the other country. That's happened before. We've had Lita.
But it's why at first kind of made it interesting is that, you know, they do this on 90 Day Fiancé where we have people that you're going, oh, that person's taking advantage of the American. Then you see, actually, no, the American is the asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, Bilal and Shai, they're an example of that. And so show that on UK.
Let me correct you about Bilal and Shaida. There were moments where you could say, especially in the end of the season, they wrapped it up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
This production company chose not to do that. She's still a vile, insipid wretch of a person.
Yeah, the only thing, it almost reminds me of like a... Well, no, it's different. What's different about it is most people, like Ed and Rose was like, yeah, fuck this guy. I'm out. I just keep asking myself, what's wrong with David that he wants to keep continuing to take this type of treatment from someone?
I don't know. My brain can't make it make sense.
I don't think he wants to go to the. I don't think he wants to go to the UK. I don't think that is endgame for him.
And the storytelling is very frustrating.
And the way he cries over her constantly,
yeah.
It's like someone hurt him. We don't know a lot about David's past. We actually don't know a lot about either of their past.
So, y'all, she's at the hotel because she said she wants to go live in the town of Footloose that outlawed dancing.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I don't want to have a dance with anyone ever. And David calls and she's hanging up. And then finally she messages him. He comes to the hotel. And then Tion says, if he continues doing salsa, I will break up with him. I'm overcompromising. And I wrote down, ha!
Yeah. God.
Like, you're overcompromising. Sure.
There is just... I'm trying to think of a 90 Day character that we've had.
I don't think there's an analog.
Nothing is redeemable because... Nothing is redeemable about her.
I don't think there's an analog. Even Leda's story had moments where she would be emotional.
Eric,
remember,
and Leda, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but, yeah, that's, and you at least, well.
You understood Leda.
That's what I was about to say. You understood why Leda did that. You understood, we understand why he does that. You don't understand her at all.
And you don't understand why she's with this guy?
I think that's actually the best way I could describe it. This couple feels very, especially on her end, two-dimensional.
Yep. And it's really unsatisfying. And anyway, she's like, why are you smiling? The first thing when she goes in there, and he's like, well, he smiles when he's uncomfortable because you're mad at him and he doesn't know what else to fucking do.
Yes.
And anyway, he's like, well, I'm not going to do anything unless you give up dancing. He's like, but I love dancing.
No, give it up. Don't, you're not respecting my boundaries. And then he says, okay,
I won't dance. He's like, fine. I won't dance.
Don't ask me, won't dance.
What is that from?
Merci beaucoup, my girl hates me, so I'm gonna hate myself too.
But what is that from?
Is that not Cole Porter? Is that Irving Berlin? It's like, I won't. It's from, I think that movie is from
song.
Fred Astaire movie or that song? Yeah, it was Fred Astaire that did it. It was in.
That sounds right. I can't place it.
From the movie Roberta, yes.
Oh, I've never seen, that's Jerome Kern.
I love that movie. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Roberta? I know the musical.
I went through a big Fred Astaire stage when I was in middle school, and I watched, I love Top Hat. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Because it had the word top in it?
No, I just love the, I love the story of it. Putting on my
Shocker!
Top Hat. I love Fred Astaire.
Let's move on. So she says, he's like, you can't dance with anybody else because you dance with my grandmother. And then she's like, fine, I won't do it either. And then
weird.
Then she forgives him for dancing.
He said, so, I will give up my passion for salsa and put you first. And I wrote, I hate this couple.
So the next day, they're up early. She's doing nothing but complaining because she's horrible. And the monument. And I'm like, why aren't you wearing clothes? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because you knew you were going to get engaged. So you wanted to look cute.
Yeah.
Because and then you complain about it being cold. And here's a hint, honey. Wear a coat until the photographs come out. And then you take off your
coat.
And
then you take off the coat. It's like when we were leaving Vegas at 4 a.m. for a cab, there were all these girls trying to take pictures of themselves in the hotel lobby. And like one of them is sitting on the floor eating nachos while the other girl's standing up in the pretty. And I'm like, you all look like haggard trash. Why are you taking the pictures?
At the end of the night.
Why are you taking your pose picture at the wind looking like bullshit?
Pictures at the beginning. Pictures at the beginning.
Yep.
So this, she keeps saying, he says, I'm sorry for everything I've done. Now, as opposed to, I complained about this where when Amanda wrote in her Dear John letter to Roz Vaughn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for everything I've done.
She didn't really know what she was talking about. This is different.
This man is basically saying, I don't know everything I've done wrong, so I might as well, I was just saying, I'm sorry for everything I've ever done.
Sorry for breathing and existing, basically is what he's saying.
And he starts to cry, and she's like, well, you're my girlfriend, you're my soulmate, would you marry me? And she goes, yeah!
And he gets down, and he opens the ring box, and the first thing she says is, that's not the real ring.
Where's the real ring?
And she said, this one isn't real gold. And he says,
oh, you're so cheap.
He says, it is gold. She said, no, it's not. No, it's not. He's like, yeah, it's real gold.
This isn't the ring we discussed.
She said, this is an eyesore. And her reason is, he knows who I am. This is ridiculous. This is a slap in the face to me. Disrespectful to me.
And then
she acts like that really in that first season, that really horrible, overdramatic drag queen from Pose. That's how she acts. That character got better, but the first season, that character was very one-dimensional.
Angelica, the mother. Yes,
Angelica, the first season, she got much better, but the first season, she was just so unrelatable and just a bitch.
And she was a terrible actor, too.
She got better.
They got her some acting classes.
She got better. They got better, yeah.
She did. The flowers were nice, but this is false hope. And then later on, she just says, I'd rather have you not have a ring and saved your money. And I went, bullshit.
Bullshit. She would have read him for filth and said, well, you can't even buy me the ring. Why would you promote? Her goal in life is to make him feel like shit.
Yeah, she's a vengeance demon conjured up. What did David's ancestors do?
But at this point, I don't feel sorry for David anymore
because
he says, what is your problem? You're being so mean. She's like, I'm not being mean. He's like, you don't have to be so mean.
Have some self-respect.
And she's like, what? What? You want me to lie to you? And then later she says, you know, I need to make it up to him. And she goes to him and says, well, listen, I just want to tell you, I want to make things up to you. And I wasn't prepared. Sorry. And he accepts that shitty fucking apology in 2 seconds. Like,
and
magic pussy. What is this? I don't know.
And that's all we have of them. I think you said it best. Two-dimensional. There's no... What's missing this season, aside from the couple we're going to talk about next, is the feeling that these people are three-dimensional, flawed people, but have good intentions and actually love one another. And when we don't have that, we don't care.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Either Shane and Merritt or Louise and Jose, heart of the season.
Heart of the season.
But do you disagree?
No, because
we kind of learned the most about Louise and Jose.
Here's the other thing. There are... To be a success on this show, you have to have some type of unintentionally funny thing about you that's kind of cringe. There's a lot of cringe in Jose and Louise. And there's a lot of cringe with Mert and Shane, too, of the way they talk and the way they should not be together, but they somehow found one another. The Tion and David stuff doesn't compute because she's awful. He's a complete simp with no reason to be with her.
I think Shane or Katie will read Tion for fucking filth.
I hope so.
Tell all.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's talk about Shane and Mert.
We're getting leftover. This is, I feel like we were only given 2/3 of this storyline.
I think this was Frostacity. I think this was just bad storytelling. I agree.
Yeah. I think we got, let's say they filmed 500 hours of footage. And I think they tried to tell an entire storyline with maybe trying to use 3 hours tops.
I think whereas, you know, Rebecca and Christian had nothing, I think with Shane and Merritt, they had too much.
Yeah.
And honestly, I wish they would have just cut out David and Tion and just showed more Shane and Mert.
Agree.
Because this was beautiful. I am rooting for them.
So,
their wedding was so sweet.
At the Stag Hendo. It did not go well because Mert was shouting and swearing, talking on the phone to his mother. And this is 24 hours earlier. We're talking about the drama between her mother and Mert. We have never seen anything except kind of acceptance and mom complaining that the house was small.
No, but now, we saw her seeing their new place and hugging Mert and jumping up and down with him and squealing. So
it's a failure that we never saw this fight.
No, all we have is Shane saying, I know you and mom have been fighting about this.
If it doesn't happen on camera, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. That's a very important distinction of this show.
And for Poodle, our Piano Cat 77.
Same thing. If it didn't happen on camera,
then you're not getting paid for it.
And I can't sell it. If I can't sell it, I'm going to sit on it. You know, that's a RuPaul thing. That's a song. If I can't sell it, I'm going to sit on it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
It sounds gross.
Anyway. So the fact we didn't see it, and so we're playing Willy Bingo at the Hindu Johnson Cook.
Johnson Cook. They're all just drinking and smoking. I love it.
Mom pulls up in the car, but then drives away. I feel like this was not mom. I feel like this was a PA.
I feel like it was her.
And we never hear the mom's voice unless she's talking to Mert on the phone. And it felt like they were dropping someone off, but we didn't see that drop off.
Unless mom didn't want to be on camera. Because I will say, talking to the nail parlor, y'all, I think there's a dark side to mom that we haven't seen.
Really? Well, she does. She's a bitch.
She's a bully and a bitch. And Shane is talking to her very kind, saying, this upsets me. And she looks at her own daughter and is like, well, that's the way I am. It's who I am. But I was like, fuck you, mom.
And this
idea. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. But So that's made me believe that.
So Mert is calling the mom and says, this is an important day. You are mom. And she says, I'm behind on the decorations for the wedding. But the thing is, yes, it's her. I had one thought that maybe she just thought it wasn't that big of a deal because she thought she might be more fun with her daughter. There were going to be like racy things there. And so she didn't want that. But at the same time, it seemed like that hurt Shane that her mother. And so Mert takes up for his fiance. And the weird thing is Shane trying to, this is the weird thing, Shane being upset at Mert for being upset at her mother and not letting Mert have his own feelings.
That's the way I saw it. You know, it's interesting. Shane said before, she's like, well, you were screaming on the phone. And I was watching this going, when are we going to see him screaming and being ridiculous on the phone? Because he's not. Mert, I thought, was very, for the most part, you could tell he was pissed, but
he'd been drinking.
But we didn't see him screaming at mom on the phone. We heard him.
We didn't get the footage.
Setting a boundary and saying, you need to step up and be a mom and be here for your daughter. We actually saw Shane is the one who got triggered and freaked out. This is what I think. This is what I think my theory is. I think the reason maybe they don't have a lot of this is because mom didn't agree to it, because I think mom and Shane have been in a very close codependent relationship.
Yep.
And mom is so, at first was all excited, but then she realized, wait, Shane's moving out. I don't see Shane all the time. Mom is much older.
I got to act out.
Mom is jealous. She's jealous and she's taking it out on her daughter and Mert.
And I will say one thing to Shane, and Shane says, you shouldn't be mad at my mother. I should. And all I can think of is you can't tell your fiance who loves you
how to feel about any of this. Don't minimize that. And
loves your mother, lived with your mother, spent time with her.
So that kind of gatekeeping bothered me, but it really hits at the root of what you're talking about. They are in a codependent relationship, Shane and her mother. And so always Shane thinks she has to defend her mother, even when her mother does shitty things.
You hit it. Gatekeeping is a great word to describe what she was doing. That's a good word.
Yeah. Anyway. He basically says later on, he's like, I'm asking you, is your wife make things right with mom? Later on, we're getting our nails done, and mom, Shane, and Grace, and that's when that scene you were talking about.
Yeah,
you go ahead, where she says basically,
she rubbed
me the
wrong
way. I am hard to deal with. I am a bitch.
I just think we have how poodle. How many times have we had scenes of people getting their nails done before a wedding?
Wedding nails.
And when Stacy is nicer to Darcy than a mom is to their daughter, that's a problem.
Yeah. How about when Debbie and Larissa actually make up at the nails salon?
Yes!
I think more care is taken in the storytelling than is normally with a U.S. production company than this one.
It just felt Cliff Notes. I said that last episode. Yeah.
And so, y'all, it is the day before the wedding. They're in the venue. He's not comfortable in the mattress because he's like, we can't do 5 minutes. We can't fuck.
We can't.
5 minutes. I will say, it's not a very long time, and I can usually get my business done quickly. That means, y'all, he does not play the long game.
Yeah,
he's a 1 minute man, probably.
I don't need to know about how long it takes for you to do your business, poodle.
I can be done in a good 20. If I skip the pre-show,
if the car is already
20 to 30 minutes,
if the truck is already going around the track at 57 miles an hour and you can just step out into it,
57 Chevy, hits me the right way. 15 minutes. If I skip the pleasantries and the cool down. Yeah.
Oh, if you could see my face when he said and cool down.
And then when I pull into the pit crew and they go, woof, 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 and they take my wheels off.
That means the butt plug. Sir, we got a problem. She's gaping.
She's back on the road. She's playing another round. Oh my god.
There goes Poods.
He's lapping her. Anyway. Wow. So on wedding day, he calls his mom, and this is really sweet. I wish I was there. The dad says, we wish you all the blessings.
Family is so supportive of him.
May God bring you happiness.
Oh!
And I think it does feel so rushed that we don't really have time to kind of sit with this. And usually cast members talk about their feelings a little bit more. And I think we just had so much plot to get in.
The show did it. You actually glossed over something else. I don't know if you caught it. I'll be interested to see if you caught this or not because it was so quick. We see after the party and all that, kind of comes down, and after Shane talks to her mom, Nell Plug, she talks to Mert and says, Mert's like, I'm missing my family. And she says, yeah, I just want you to have a time where you talk to my mom and you two work it out. Or maybe that was, she said that before that. And then she talks to her mom. We never see them work it out.
No, we didn't.
So they bring up plot points of setting in 90 Day America. They're going to set up them meeting and talking.
Yeah.
We never got that. We just see wedding day.
Yeah. Agree.
So to me, tells me either they wasn't anything interesting enough or mom refused to do it.
Possibly. Because mom even said, why can't we just get along and say we get along with each other?
So we see what mom says. How British of you to just push it down.
Yeah. So later on, y'all, he sees, it's the wedding. He sees her walking down the aisle. Now, I will say, the suit could fit better on him, but he looks cute.
He puts his arms out. He's giggling. It's so cute.
And she looks great in the dress.
Gorgeous.
The makeup is on point.
Gorgeous. Her hair looks beautiful.
Yeah. But Mom and Mert seem cordial to one another.
I got
to
say, so, Mom's dress was stunning on her. She looked beautiful.
The kind of teal thing. I also forgot that Mert's name was Bilal. His given name.
Yeah. What's his
name? Yeah. And I went,
not the same poodle. Don't.
It's like
worry.
Someone whispered across my grave. Anyway, but you know they have to use the vows of two men, which I that was shocking. They're like, and Shane said, yeah, we told them, but they said they can't change it. So I guess they have to read. It's a you know, we forget that the UK can be a very conservative country with some of its rules. Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, and they're like, she said, you make me the happiest person. And Shane says, my whole life, I've just wanted to be happy. And I just wanted no one, not someone who didn't want to change me. And
also, I love them. Also,
part of the show.
I agree. Shane says something I think she said, I used to feel I don't deserve this, but I do deserve this. And she brought, like you said, I wanted someone to accept me, but I think this is so important when you're in a relationship too. She said, I wanted someone to accept me, but also someone to show me off. Basically, if someone mm-hmm. to be someone who is, and this is a really important thing in queer relationships, is you want, or I think any real, but you want someone who is proud to be with you and can do that in public.
That is very important. Yeah. I totally agree. It's like, it was beautiful.
God, I hope they're able to survive the relationship when Mert wants to be Polly. Because I can see that.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
That's the show. That's the season.
That's the season.
Boy, you're really bitter.
No, I'm just saying. I just got to see it. Wow. Anyway. I would say that about you. If you got married, I'm like, well, I hope that guy can handle it when Poodle says he wants to be in an open relationship every night.
Well, he doesn't have to be in one, but I need to be in one.
Go to realitygaze.com, everybody. That's where you can find us. Follow us on social media, Reality Gaze Podcast, Reality Gaze on Twitter or X, whatever the fuck it's called.
X.
I want to get off of it, but nobody does threads, even though we're on that too.
I know.
And then where else? Oh, Reality Gaze on the TikTok. Find us there. Tune in. We're going to be covering The Golden Bachelor. We're very excited about that. A lot of stuff coming up for the next few months for your listening pleasure. And if you like that, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave 5 stars. What do they write, Poods?
You can write, keep going, Queens.
Sure can. Put a KGQ. All right, everybody. We call these lads and lassies across the pond, lonely lads and lassies, Poods. And if you're lonely.
Where's this going?
I don't know. Lonely lad and lassie across the pond looking for some love in all the wrong pubs and shanties.
And boozers.
And boozers. Just finish it.
You can say to your husband, Nigel, can you please meet Chauncey tonight? I'm going to listen to my gaze.
You're a Nigel's wife.
You're a Nigel's wife.
You can call us.
You can give us a ring.